Hey, folks, Tim Miller here. And wow, is the world getting strange. It seems like everywhere across the globe, really weird, strange, and sometimes very violent things are happening. This one comes to us from Paris. Obviously, you're going to the subway and this is what you see. It doesn't seem like she's too excited about what's going on, and it certainly doesn't seem like it is a wise thing to do. Now watch people walk by and do nothing. Nothing. There's another clip out on the internet about a woman standing on a train and getting assaulted, slapped right across the face. Now in that one, a man on the train engages the assailant. Folks, let me be clear. My experience as a Marine in third world countries, my experience as a police officer outside of metropolitan areas, my experience as a Secret Service agent, all boils down to this. Evil unchecked becomes more evil, more hideous, and more outrageous. Well, what are you saying, Tim? Well, let me be very, very clear. It's time for all of us to learn how to protect ourselves and others. Now, you may say, oh, I'm an older person. I think on this channel, we talk a lot about situational awareness, how to avoid it, how to respond to it regardless of how old you are or your skills. But let me say this. I don't care what level you're at now, we need to grow. We need to be in a position where we can influence violence. Because let me say this, and all of us know about the backyard bully. You let the backyard bully continue to steal your lunch money, and pretty soon he's going to steal your lunch money. He's going to beat you down. That's just the way life works. Well, you probably have sensed that our channels, all we're trying to do is equip people with the right thought processes and the right skills. Are we perfect? No. Are we the only ones that know how to do this? No. But I will tell you this, in this season of our nation, I'm going to step forward and I'm going to try to do my part. Now, your part is up to you. And here's how I'm going to encourage you in this video. I'm just going to ask you a question. What would you do? Because guess what? There is no perfect security answer. She's dangling over a ledge by her ankles. Guess what's going to hit the ground first? Her head and her neck. Her chances of survival are about none. So you can't run up and grab him. You can't necessarily do things traditionally that you may do. So what do you do? Well, this may be one of those situations where you talk to him. You talk to him gently. You talk to him encouragingly. Hey, come on, brother. Come on, don't do that. And then you respond as needed. Now, here's what I'm going to say to you, folks. It is time that all of us begin to think through the lens of security, no longer reaction, no longer, you know, I often say to my law enforcement brothers that they're trained one way. Police officers are trained to be reactive, and security, the Secret Service, we were trained to be proactive. So here's what I would say to you. In these times, how are you training? Because the reality is we need a little bit of both. We need to be proactive in our thinking. We need to be expecting the unexpected. Well, how do you do that, Tim? Well, it's when you're walking into a mall, you're watching things like body language. What are people doing? Number two, you're looking for exits. Why? Because when you need those exits, you've already registered them in your brain. Number three, in a growingly violent scenario, we're looking for cover and concealment. Where could I move if I had to? And number four, most importantly, what would I do to get myself and my family out of here? Because folks, you've heard it said a million times, you either rise or you fall to the level of your training in a crisis. My personal experience, that's 100% true. If you think well and you train well, you'll usually get really good results. So I hope this is just something to think about. What would you do? Because I don't know that there's a pat answer. I don't know that there's an answer that you could quickly say, oh, I would do this or I would do that for this one, but here's what I know. This kind of stuff's happening more and more everywhere. The violence is increasing at a level that is astounding. If you hear nothing else that I've said in this video, hear this. Prepare, because the storm is here. And I know most people that listen to my channel, I think everybody actually, that you are good people. You just want to be prepared. You never want to hurt anybody unless you have to. But let me tell you something, folks. We all need to be skilled warriors in these days, because those that will not stand for anything will fall for everything. We're hearing a lot of rhetoric. We're being told what we can think and say on the internet and on social media. Well, guess what? Not me. I'm going to stand for what's right. And there's a lot of naysayers. I get the comments, well, you're telling them to do this or that, or I'm not walking away. Well, God bless you. You do you. But let me tell you this about me. I'm going to do me. And what does me mean? It means that I'm thinking, I'm alert, I'm training, and I'm preparing, because I want to be that person who not only can save myself and my family, but also help others, because I do believe that's what our life is about, is helping others. This is a quick one. I hope it helps you. Hope it helps you think. As always, comments are welcome. I know there's a lot of really smart, more qualified people than me, and I would just ask you to think about it as you're thinking through the video itself. Just think about, what would I do? God bless you. Stay safe out there.